Hey guys, and welcome to the FBF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding the future of human existence and introduce you to people as fascinated by future as we are. Today is a special day because today is the last episode of, well, the episode's about transportation actually, and I know we wanted to, well, keep that topic in, well, January, but though today is the 1st of February, and well, I will conclude that topic now, and next week we will begin with the new overall topic, and I have already conducted a survey on that on Instagram. If you do not follow myself on Instagram, check it out, and yeah, you can find the survey in highlights, though it is already closed, and we have a result. The overall topic of next week will be the future of education, and this is very interesting, interesting in my opinion, and it is a good contrast in well, or compared to well, the more technological, really technological based transportation. Okay, nevertheless, today is a special episode, as I've already said, not only because it is the last one, but also it is like a big conclusion of the overall topic, as I today will, well, present to 25 ways artificial intelligence can revolutionize transportation. So this is like a big repetition of everything that we have talked about in that month. So this episode will be of a huge value. I wish you have fun in general, and yeah, let's start. So we will do that quite quick, so we won't go into the depth, because we have talked about nearly every technology that I will mention today, and you can find them in the several last podcast episodes. But just let's start with the 25 ways artificial intelligence can revolutionize transportation. The first one has to be autonomous cars, and as I've already said, we have talked about that a lot. We have talked about Elon Musk, about Tesla, about Porsche, about like nearly every kind of autonomous car that is, well, kind of special on the market, and we have seen that this is definitely something that will, well, come towards us in the future as more common as it is today. Second is self-driving trucks. We have also looked at that one. We have looked at the Tesla Semi, for example, but also on a Mercedes truck that will launch, or Daimler truck that will launch in the near future. We have looked at driverless buses is a third way AI will revolutionize transportation. We have looked at, I think, Mercedes buses and another kind of bus. Just type in and you will see what we have talked about. Proterra, yeah. The already existing Proterra. We have talked about Proterra. So we have seen that also. Fourth, there is a computer by IBM, the Oli by Local Motors, and It is an autonomous vehicle that is driven by IBM's Watson. And this is another way that we have not intensified, but nevertheless, it looks quite interesting. So Google it if you just are interested in that kind of thing. And it is like a vehicle that is driven by the world's most famous computer, the Watson. Well, it looks interesting, actually. The fifth is artificial intelligence traffic management, actually. And the goal of eliminating traffic jams. The sixth way is a SurTrack by rapid flow technologies and a decentralization of traffic flow by, well, SurTrack. This is a technology AI company, and the mission is to like decentralize traffic flow. Very interesting. Number seven, too simple, at the forefront of self-driving trucks. We have already talked about self-driving trucks, the Tesla truck, I think. We have looked at, but also the Chinese company Too Simple is kind of leading that race towards a fully self-driving truck. So it is definitely worth a Google. The eighth way is drone air taxis, and there we have looked at a special company at Lilium, because that company was familiar to myself as they are based near my living town. And I have tried for you guys actually to reach out to the heads of Lilium, though they have not answered yet. So we will see if they are ready to do some podcast episodes together in the future. Another way is ship trade routes that will get a technological update. We have looked at that concerning the green ship. It was like one of the last episodes. Driverless trains as a next way. We have talked about that also a lot. First, there was the first episode, I think, about the Hyperloop. And then we have done a separate episode on driverless trains and on emission-free trains. Yeah, four ways, I think. Six visions, actually. We have looked at six visions of a, driverless train. The next way are biotransport tickets. So last year's story of a Sydney man who implanted his travel car into his hand went viral, and that could be some kind of sign that there are some things to come. It may seem ridiculous to some of us, but I'm quite open to technologies like that, and the combination of biology and technology does not shock me. The next one are smart tracks. So that would mean trains running on virtual tracks. This is also interesting. We have not talked about that technology in fact. The next way is autonomous delivery trucks. The way we receive goods. We've talked about that concerning four ways your food will get to your house. Yes. The next way are digital number plates. This is cool. Smart upgrade for your car, says it here. So, a number plate that will be digital. Haven't talked about that, actually. In another way will be, kind of airport face scanning. So, a like future of flying and a well ditching of traditional passports in favor of face scanning technologies. Well, I cannot imagine that in these days in Germany, when like data protection is what everyone is concerned about, but would be great in my opinion. Another way, way 16 actually, are Google Flights delay predictions. So, well, know about delays before the airline. This is was it what it says here. So Google Flights actually could tell you about your delays before you are informed by the company itself. Way 17, the train line app helping you on your commute. So there is a BusyBot technology, and this is a like train line app that can help passengers not only to book but and buy their train tickets, but find a vacant seat on the vehicle in real time. So this would save a lot of time and, well, a lot of time and also a lot of like anger, I think. Way 18, pilotless planes. We haven't talked about pilotless planes, I think, but we have talked about how flying can look like in the future. We have talked about I think it was Rolls-Royce. Yeah, Rolls-Royce. We have talked about Rolls-Royce and the Lilium Jet, as I've already mentioned. Way 19, artificial intelligence keeping female travelers safe. Yozoo app, actually, it is called. And it allows women to decide on the safest routes, something like that. Cool idea. Way 20, smart highways, charging cars and managing traffic. This is what we have talked about, like, in different episodes, always a bit as an, well, add-on, as an add-on. Highways are quite easy to, make more efficient, as the route is quite constant and way of traveling is like really constant, and it can be therefore easily made smarter. Way 21, smart luggage, the best way to transport your belongings. There are some technologies actually that allow you to view the weight of your luggage on your phone, something like that. Way 22, robot police cars. This is so cool, actually. Why not? There are Ford actually, has announced that it intended to file a patent for a robotic police car. This would save so much money for the state. Oh my god. But we haven't talked about that actually. So there are so many things that we haven't talked about, and though we have like talked about an entire month about transportation, so you can like talk an entire year about the future of transportation. This is insane. Way 23, driver assistance programs helping even inexperienced drivers. Yeah, this is something like GPS routing and something like that, that this will get always smarter and smarter. So yeah, this is not that special in my opinion, but quite luxurious standards we are at establishing here. 24, Ford's smart city, a technological paradise. I think we have talked about smart cities. I think so, but I'm not sure in what context. It might have been the episode on which company is the first to bring a fully autonomous car on the market in that context, because there was an episode where we have talked about a entire smart city. But, well, I will look that up for you and, well, write it in the show notes. And the last way, artificial intelligence will revolutionize the way of transportation in the future is AI ride hailing. Sony enters the taxi app arena. Because earlier this year, Sony announced its intention to launch an AI ride hailing service in its native Japan. And this is a service that will use artificial intelligence to manage fleets and give an overall overview of potential issues, traffic jams, and so on. So this is a special case where, the traffic will get smarter because of application of artificial intelligence. I hope you guys have enjoyed the episode so far. It was quite a fun for me to reflect on all the episodes that we've done in January. I think quite a lot, in my opinion. I do not want to lessen that in February because, as I've already mentioned, the new overall topic of February 2019 will be the future of education, and we will look at the future of the way we learn, the future of what we learn, of when we learn, and last, where we learn. And I'm really looking forward to that because I am still at school, as some of you know, because I will have my final exams in May, and it is quite interesting for me to reflect on what education could have made better within the time I have been to school. And it is quite a dream of myself also to contribute to the revolution of the education system in any kind of way. And we will look at that together of how we can reach that goal maybe together. So I wish you guys a very nice day, weekend, whenever you will hear that episode. And we will hear each other next time.